Welcome to Great Secular Jews in History, a project by the students in Professor Ted Merwin's Jewish Identity in a Secular Age course in the spring of 2010. This course was sponsored by the Posen Foundation for Secular Judaism.
When one hears the name Albert Einstein, perhaps the first, and for the few who have witnessed a total solar eclipse, observing firsthand the proof that gravity does indeed curve light, and that space can be distorted, one thinks of Einstein's theory of relativity. But how many would consider thinking about a man invested in humanitarianism and in the belief of harmony, his moral ethics? For Albert Einstein, science wasn't just a method for producing results, but also a method of social order. As Einstein would so commonly say, God does not play dice with the universe. The remainder of this short podcast will be dedicated to discussing Einstein's ethics and how his Jewish identity played a role in manifesting his ideals. Albert Einstein, having been born a German Jew in 1879, was no stranger to social conflict and war. Although Einstein considered himself to be a secular Jew and did not believe in a God who rewards and punishes his creatures, he felt strongly connected to the moral core of Judaism. This transcendent approach guided and shaped his moral philosophy on how human beings should live in this world, with justice, honor, and goodwill. After World War I and the world's first experience of total war, the romanticism and glory that was associated with fighting for one's country disappeared. The horrors of war, wrought by the destructive power of new weapons technology, forced a different perspective. Einstein believed that this rabid nationalism that gripped Europe was the collapse of all reason and moral order. He compared the competing nations to cantankerous young boys in a schoolyard without supervision. In other words, nation-states without an observant superpower to keep them in check results in the catastrophes of war. Not long after the destruction of World War I and the transformation from a lesser form of anti-Semitism into full-blown racism and persecution, Albert Einstein, along with many other German scientists, fled the country. The 1930s alone had demonstrated to Einstein that nonviolence and channels of diplomacy were not going to curb the menacing threat of fascist Nazis. Einstein told British Prime Minister Winston Churchill that the only way to oppose Hitler was with military force. Despite his initial misgivings over the pursuit of U.S. atomic research prior to World War II, it was in the effort of peacekeeping that Einstein based his recommendation to President Roosevelt. But like any other scientific theory, he justified that pacifism is only as successful as the results it yields. For someone who deeply admired Gandhi, however, this presented a moral and ethical dilemma, one which would haunt Einstein after the dropping of the atomic bombs on Japan at the end of the war. Before his death in 1955, Albert Einstein's last public act was adding his name to the manifesto with Bertrand Russell, calling for global nuclear disarmament. Just as before, when World War I had transformed the world's perspective on the tragedy of total war, so had the advent of potential nuclear warfare. Einstein understood that should the world experience another global war, it would be the end of mankind. Physicist, mathematician, genius, perhaps when the day comes that we shake hands with our enemies, we might think of Albert Einstein, the humanitarian. This has been a podcast by Ben Greenlee on Albert Einstein's ethics. Thank you for listening.